Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us today. This is a short episode, a kind of clip into a wonderful epilepsy conference that is shortly going to be held in Denmark. And I would love to introduce to you the leaders of this conference. First of all, Elena, could you tell us about yourself?
I'm Elena Gardella. I'm a neurologist. I'm a clinical neurophysiologist. And what I do in my research is a deepening the clinical phenotype. That means go and look in depth at how genetic epilepsy looks like.
My name is Rikke Müller. I'm a geneticist and head of Department of Epilepsy Genetics and Personalized Medicine at the Danish Epilepsy Center. And I've been working there for the past 20 years, trying to understand what genetic epilepsies is all about. So trying to find new genes that can be involved in epilepsy and try to understand correlation between the symptoms and the gene defect and then how you can treat the patients in the best possible way.
My name is Guido Rupoli. I'm a neurologist, and since I moved in Denmark 12 years ago, I'm just dealing with epilepsy. I am professor of clinical epileptology at University of Copenhagen and senior consultant at the Danish Epilepsy Center. My main activity on the clinical side is on clinical care of difficult-to-treat epilepsy or epilepsy surgery patients. On the research side, I work mainly on defining on the phenotype and both on the neurological genetic side and also neurophysiological side of rare epilepsy syndrome, working in close collaboration with Rikke and Elena.
There is going to be a DICE conference in a couple of weeks, led by all of you. Could one of you please tell us, what is the DICE conference? What does that mean, DICE? What does that stand for as well?
Yeah, DICE means Dialogue International Conference on Epilepsy.
And this year, we will have the sixth Dialogue International Conference on Epilepsy. The title is Overlapping Clinical Phenotypes in Monogenic Epilepsies, Common Molecular Pathways, and the dates are the 2nd and the 3rd of May.
It was started in 2013. When I came to the Danish Epilepsy Center, I realized that this is the only tertiary center of epilepsy in Denmark. And we had a very interesting cohort of patients followed at the Dianelon Epilepsy Center. And I thought that we could focus our work and attract also other people and researchers on this specific type of difficult epilepsies, difficult to treat, difficult to diagnose. And so it started the first DICE. First, it was mainly on clinical phenotyping, and then it moved closer to a genetic conference, looking mainly on the genetic backgrounds. So now the DICE, most of the last fourth edition of DICE was mainly on characterizing the genetic background and how to treat and how to diagnose this patient based on the genetic findings.
Because I think genetic epilepsies are far more common than people realize. Is that correct?
Yeah, so each individual condition is very rare, but if you're lumping all the genetic epilepsies together, then they are quite common. There was recently a study published from Great Ormond Street in London, where they looked at a cohort of 100 infants with new diagnosed epilepsy. And there they were able to find a genetic diagnosis in 43% of the cases, just illustrating that if you have seizure onset very early in life, then the chances of you having a genetic condition is very high.
Part of the title for our conference, Clinical Phenotypes in Monogenic Epilepsies, just for those who aren't overly familiar, could you tell us what is a phenotype and what is a monogenic epilepsy, please?
The monogenic epilepsy are this part of epilepsy that for which we have a single gene that is the cause of all the clinical manifestation. And the phenotype is a complex combination of clinical manifestation. In most of the cases, part of that is epilepsy is the biggest part. We are an epilepsy center, so we are dealing with children and adults with genetic epilepsies. But beside that, we have many other neurological symptoms. These are part of the constellation of manifestation. These are important as well for the quality of life of the patient. So actually, we are focusing on the characterization of all this syndrome and trying to characterize epilepsy, which has a great impact on patients' life. And why is important to to focus on that, because one of the most common misunderstandings was to think that one gene was causing one single clinical manifestation, one disease. One gene is not one disease. One gene is a spectrum of diseases, which most of the time are very different from each other, different trajectories and different needing. And some that we call phenotype, which means clinical representation, are overlapping among different genes. So this is why it's very important to go in depth to characterize what are the similarities, what are the different, which has a great implication our, possibility to manage and target the treatment for these children and adults.
Could you, one of you, please just give us a quick overview of like who are our speakers and what individuals we'll be speaking about?
There will be people from 20 different countries that are attending the conference. So far, 160 people have signed up. We still have room for a few more people. We have very prominent speakers from also from around the world, including Matthew Walkers from UK, Johannes Lemke from Germany, Stephen Sanders, and Kevin Bender from US, Stefan Wang from France. So people from all over the world are coming as speakers to our conference, even people from Australia.
And the same goes for people actually we already know are attending that aren't speakers, but just coming to tune in and learn from others.
There we have people attending from US, from Latin America, from Australia, from many different European countries and so forth.
One thing that we would like really to achieve is the DICE as a appointment that people knows about, that every 2 years bring together experts in the fields. And people already, particularly people who are in our fields, and we are a community, I would say, most of us, that we are in contact regularly. They wait for it as a way to meet and to exchange ideas, experience, and also projects. So that's, I think, one of the main assets and achievements that we really would like to have with the DICE.
And I can say from personal experience, there might be a nicer beverage or two to be had in the evening, or a nice meal, which to socialise and share ideas. So it has that benefit too, I think. If people want to learn a bit more, if they want to, you know, put their name forward last minute, see if there's a space left to join, what should they do?
They should go on Google and then write DICE and then 2024 and then epilepsy and then sign up as soon as possible.
Check out this link here and you can sign up, but please do it very, very quickly because, yeah, there aren't two beds left in the hotel, so people are fine to come, but you might need to find yourself a place to rest your head. So, yeah, do it as soon as possible. Thank you so much for giving us a little bit of insight, everybody. It's great to hear your voices and I look forward to seeing you all in a couple of weeks. Thank you.